Number 3.
She was strongly recommended for the job.
她获得大力的推荐来担任这个职务。这是一个很难的句子，下面我们用三步法来进行操练。
Step 1. Listening carefully.
She was strongly recommended for the job.
She was strongly recommended for the job.
She was strongly recommended for the job.
Step 2. 第二步 Repeating. 请跟着我和 Jennifer 老师模仿。
She was strongly recommended for the job.
She was strongly recommended for the job.
She was strongly recommended for the job.
Step 3, 征服句子的第三步就是疯狂同时朗读，将录音机的音量开到最大，跟着我和 Jennifer 老师同时大喊英文。Let's yell together. 1, 2, 3.
She was strongly recommended for the job. She was strongly recommended for the job. She was strongly recommended for the job.
这句话里面出现了一个非常重要的副词，就是 strongly. It's a very useful word. I strongly suggest. I strongly...Recommend. I strongly hope.
我非常强烈的愿望，希望干什么什么事情。I strongly hope. I strongly recommend. I strongly suggest. Can you come up with more sentence pattern? Use this one.
I strongly want you to come over to my house tomorrow.
Yeah, 我非常希望你明天能到我家里。I strongly want. 记住这个重要的副词 strongly 全力推荐 strongly 我请 Jennifer 读五遍 five times
She was strongly recommended for the job 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 She was strongly recommended for the job.
Yes, she was strongly recommended for the job. She was strongly recommended for the job.
我为什么把 strongly 放在句子当中呢？因为只有将这个句子脱口而出，才能永远的掌握 strongly.
Number 4.
I recommend you to wait.
我劝你等一等。I recommend you, 连读 recommend you to wait, 嘴角咧到耳朵上 to wait. Okay, 我请 Jennifer 再读一遍。
I recommend you to wait.
I recommend you to wait. Number 5.
I recommend that you resign.
我建议你辞职。One more time.
I recommend that you resign.
Number 6.
I wouldn't recommend you to go there alone.
我劝你不要孤身一人到那里去。One more time slowly.
I wouldn't recommend you to go there alone.
注意 alone, 千万不要漏发了这个单词最后的 being an, alone.
But we Chinese people like to say alone.
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 Doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, 应该是怎么样呢?
It should be alone.
Alone.特别注意要发对 alone 关于这个发音请看我们的李阳发音宝典的详细解释
Number 7
Which restaurant do you recommend?
你推荐哪一家餐厅呢 Slowly one more time
Which restaurant do you recommend?
Which restaurant do you recommend?
下面是李阳老师特别推荐 I hope that you will recommend this restaurant to all your friends 我希望你向所有的朋友推荐这家餐厅这是一个非常有用的句子我请 Nabil 老师为大家唱出这个句子 Hello Nabil, welcome back to our studio
Hi Liang, it's good to be back Hi everybody I hope you will recommend this restaurant to all your friends I hope you will recommend this restaurant to all your friends I hope you will recommend this restaurant to all your friends
Thank you. I hope you will recommend Nabil to all your friends. I hope you will recommend Crazy English to all your friends.
Yeah.
I hope you will recommend me to all your friends. 第二个超级财富是 suggest 和 suggestion. 我们来看第一个例句 number one.
That's a great suggestion.
那是一个非常棒的建议 Number two.
I suggest you think carefully before you decide.
我建议你深思而后行 I suggest you think carefully before you decide. Number three.
I'd like to make a suggestion.
我想提一个建议 I'd like to make a suggestion. Is this sentence useful?
Yes, I'd like to make a suggestion. We need to speak English more fluently.
Yes, 我们需要把英语讲得更流利。我请Nabil老师来唱出这个句子。I'd like to make a suggestion.
I'd like to make a suggestion. I'd like to make a suggestion.
Number four.
What's your suggestion?
What's your suggestion? 你的建议是什么? What's your suggestion? 再次强调,要想将英语讲得好,必须夸张, exaggerate. 夸张, exaggerate. 我请Nabil老师来夸张一下。
夸张。What's your suggestion?
What's your suggestion? Number five.
Do you have any suggestions?
你有什么建议吗? Do you have any suggestions? One more time.
Do you have any suggestions?
我请Nabil老师来唱出来。
Do you have any suggestions? Do you have any suggestions?
Number six.
I suggest you consider all your options carefully.
Number seven.
I will consider your suggestion.
Number eight.
Your suggestion has been noted.
Your suggestion has been noted. 疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue. Are you ready to order now?
Sure. What do you recommend?
I recommend a special chicken soup. The soup here is really delicious. I think it is a Chinese recipe.
Are you ready to order now?
Sure. What do you recommend?
I recommend the special, chicken soup. The soup here is really delicious. I think it is a Chinese recipe.
This is the end of Unit 22.
We're going to do a song that you never heard before.
Unit 23. I appreciate your help. 我对你的帮助表示感激。我请 Jim 老师来读一下这个 title.
I appreciate your help.
下面我请 Jim 老师来唱出这个句子 Sing this sentence.
I appreciate your help.
非常的好听。我们来看一下 Kim's note.
Appreciate is a word that can make you sound sophisticated and well-educated. When you tell someone that you appreciate his help, it is more advanced than simply saying thanks.
Appreciate 意思是感激、感谢、赏识、欣赏、重视。非常棒的一个超级词汇。I love this word. 好，下面我们请 Jim 老师来朗诵这一段小诗。
Let's love appreciate. Let's use appreciate. Let's master appreciate. Let's show off appreciate. Let's own appreciate.From today, you are an expert at using the word appreciate.
请大家用智能达复读机将这段话反复练习，直至脱口而出。下面我请 Jim 老师唱出这首小诗。Could you please sing this poem?
Let's love appreciate. Let's use appreciate. Let's master appreciate.Let's show off appreciate. Let's own appreciate. From today, you're an expert at using the word appreciate.
Thank you very much. Sounds so good.
You're welcome.
举一反三，
Drill number one.
I appreciate your cooperation.
我对你的合作表示感激。这是一个王牌的句子，我们用三步法来进行处理。
Step one, listening carefully. 仔细听 Jim 老师的漂亮发音。
I appreciate your cooperation.
我请 Jim 老师将 cooperation 多读几遍 three times.
Cooperation, cooperation, cooperation.
I appreciate your cooperation.
I appreciate your cooperation.
Step two, repeating. 请跟着我和 Jim 老师模仿。
I appreciate your cooperation.
I appreciate your cooperation.
I appreciate your cooperation.
Step three, let's yell together. One, two, three.
I appreciate your cooperation. I appreciate your cooperation. I appreciate your cooperation.
What do you think of this sentence?
I like it.
Very useful?
Very useful.
Extremely useful.
Absolutely.
非常非常有用。Number two.
I appreciate your understanding.
我对你的理解表示感激。
I appreciate your understanding. 我请 Jim 老师 slowly 读一遍。
I appreciate your understanding.
Number three.
I appreciate your courage.
Courage, 勇气。请 Jim 老师读三遍 three times.
Courage, courage.Courage.
这句话 equals I admire your courage, right?
Right.
They're the same.
Almost the same.
Almost the same. 差不多一样。额外财富 bonus. Number one.
I really appreciate your honesty.
Equals I respect your honesty. 我很欣赏你的诚实。Honesty.非常难读，我请 Jim 老师读三遍 three times.
Honesty, honesty, honesty,
honesty. Number two,
I appreciate your taking the time to explain.
我非常感谢你花时间解释。
Slowly,
I appreciate your taking the time to explain.
Number three,
I really appreciate your interest in our product.
我非常感谢你对我们产品的兴趣。
Slowly, extremely slow, 非常非常的慢，夸张。
I really appreciate your interest in our product.
I really appreciate your interest in our product.
Right.
Here's the rest.
超级财富 Super Wealth.Number one.
I have all the information you asked for.
Thank you. I appreciate your cooperation.
我请 Jim 老师将 AB 读一下。
I have all the information you asked for. Thank you. I appreciate your cooperation.
Here's the rest.
Number two.
I appreciate your courage.
Thank you for saying that.
谢谢你这么说。我请 Jim 老师读一遍。
I appreciate your courage. Thank you for saying that.
特别财富 Special Wealth. Number one.
We appreciate your efforts for the development of the company.
我们感激你对公司发展所做的贡献，所做的努力，所做的一切。这是一个这么漂亮的句子，我们应该用三步法来进行学习。
Step one.Listening carefully.
We appreciate your efforts for the development of the company.
We appreciate your efforts for the development of the company.
We appreciate your efforts for the development of the company.
Step two. Repeating. 跟着我和 Jim 老师模仿。
We appreciate your efforts for the development of the company.
We appreciate your efforts for the development of the company.
We appreciate your efforts for the development of the company.
Step 3, 第三步，让我们一起来轰炸这个句子，同时朗读，将录音机的音量开到最大。One, two, three.
We appreciate your efforts for the development of the company. We appreciate your efforts for the development of the company. We appreciate your efforts for the development of the company.
See, it's easy when you break it down.
Right.
When you look at it as one long sentence, it's intimidating. You know,
right.
You're a little scared.
It's so scary.
But if you say, we appreciate your efforts for the development of the company, it's like four short sentences.
Right. So I think this is quite very helpful advice to students.
It is for me because it keeps me from making mistakes when I read it.
Okay.
So if it works for me, it's got to work for you guys too, right?
Right.杰姆老师说，刚开始看这个句子让人感到非常的恐惧，如此之长，如果把这个句子拆成了四个部分，感觉就简单多了。 Number two,
Your timely help is greatly appreciated.
我们非常感谢你及时的帮助。 One more time slowly.
Your timely help is greatly appreciated.
Number three,
We all appreciate your friendship.
我们珍视你的友谊。 One more time slowly
We all appreciate your friendship.
注意 friendship 的读法 的 几乎消失了千万不能说 friendship, friendship. One more time, please.
Friendship.
Three times, slowly.
Friendship. 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 没有 D, 是 friendship.
对没有 D 啦 OK, 非常重要 friendship.
Number four. We all appreciate the holiday.After a year of hard work.
经过一年的辛苦工作之后我们都十分珍惜这个假期 Slowly.
We all appreciate the holiday after a year of hard work.
Number five.
I appreciate your kindness.
多谢厚意 I appreciate your kindness. Number six.
Teachers are highly appreciated in that country.
在那个国家，老师受到高度重视。Slowly.
Teachers are highly appreciated in that country.
Number seven.
I appreciate your question.
非常感谢你的问题。李阳老师特别奉献这个高级的漂亮句子。
Please accept this small gift as a token of my appreciation.
这个小礼物代表我的谢意，请收下。Step one.Listening carefully.
Please accept this small gift as a token of my appreciation.
Please accept this small gift as a token of my appreciation.
Please accept this small gift as a token of my appreciation.
Step 2. Repeating. 跟着我和 Jim 老师大声模仿。
Please accept...This small gift as a token of my appreciation.
Please accept this small gift as a token of my appreciation.
Please accept this small gift as a token of my appreciation.
Please. Step 3. Let's yell together. 1, 2, 3.
Please accept this small gift as a token of my appreciation. Please accept this small gift as a token of my appreciation. Please accept this small gift as a token of my appreciation.
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
I appreciate your help. Thanks a lot.
It's nothing. It's my pleasure. Don't mention it.
Well, I hope you know how much you helped me.
That's what friends are for. This is the end of Unit 23.
Paging Dr. Van Meter, please report to Alien Surgery Number 5.
Unit 24.
Don't forget to invite Linda for dinner.
别忘了邀请琳达来吃饭。我请 Jim 老师来唱一遍 ，Sing the sentence。
Don't forget to invite Linda for dinner.
非常棒，我们来看 Kim's note。
Everyone can use a friendly reminder now and then. This sentence pattern is the best way to help someone remember. Be careful about using this sentence too much. You might sound like you are nagging. Chinese people love to say, call me before you leave. This sounds too demanding. A better and more idiomatic way is to say, don't forget to call me before you leave.
Hey, Jim, do you agree with Kim's view?
Absolutely. It's a way of softening the request. If you say, call me before you leave, you know, that's a command.
Right, 那是一个要求命令。
But if you start with, don't forget to call me before you leave, it's kind of a smooth way to introduce the sentence.
Right, 听起来非常的舒服，非常的自然，不是那么这叫命令口气十足。举一反三 drill, number one.
Don't forget to tell him.
别忘了告诉他。Number two.
Don't forget to take your ID card.
别忘了带身份证。
Very important here.
Right. 在中国非常重要。Don't forget to take your ID card. Number three.
Don't forget to give me a call when you arrive.
到了时别忘了给我打个电话。我们用三步法来进行刻苦操练。Step one. Listening carefully.
Don't forget to give me a call when you arrive.
Don't forget to give me a call when you arrive.
Don't forget to give me a call when you arrive.
Step 2. Repeating. 跟着我和 Jim 老师大声模仿。
Don't forget to give me a call when you arrive.
Don't forget to give me a call when you arrive.
Don't forget to give me a call when you arrive.
Step 3.Let's yell together. 将录音机的音量开到最大，让我们一起来喊这个句子。One, two, three.
Don't forget to give me a call when you arrive. Don't forget to give me a call when you arrive. Don't forget to give me a call when you arrive.
额外财富 bonus number one.
Don't forget to give me your email address.
别忘了给我你的 email 地址。Number two.
Don't forget to make your reservations early. I hear that on advertisements a lot, radio commercials, for concerts. Don't forget to make your reservations early.
不要忘了提早预定，这是 Jim 老师经常在广播电台听到的广告词。比如说有一个演唱会或者有一个重要的活动，嘿，不要忘了提早预定。我们请 Jim 老师再表演一遍。Could you perform it again?
Don't forget to make your reservations early. Zhang Xueyou at Tianhe Stadium.
Oh, 天河体育馆张学友演唱会。Don't forget to make your reservations early. Number three.
Don't forget to turn off the computer before you leave. Very important.
非常重要，离开之前要将计算机关掉。Don't forget to turn off the computer before you leave. 超级财富 super wealth. Number one.
Don't forget to take your ID card.
Oh, I almost forgot. 我差点忘了。我请 Jim 老师来读一下。I almost forgot. 非常难读。
So, 我差点忘了，is that right?
对。
Don't forget to take your ID card.
Oh, I almost forgot. 我请 Jim 老师来读一下 I almost forgot three times.
Oh, I almost forgot. Oh, I almost forgot. Oh, I almost forgot. Thanks for reminding me.
谢谢你提醒我 Thanks for reminding me. Number two.
Don't forget to give me a call when you arrive.
Don't worry, I won't.
I want to make sure you get back safe and sound.
Right.Hey, Jim, don't forget to give me a call when you arrive.
Don't worry, I won't.
Number three.
Don't forget to go to the store on your way home from work.
Okay, what do you need me to buy? You'd better give me a list. Hey, Jim, don't forget to go to the store on your way home from work.
Okay, what do you need me to buy? You'd better give me a list.
最好给我一个购物清单。 好，我请 Jim 老师将 AB 对话自己读一遍。
Don't forget to go to the store on your way home from work. Okay, what do you need me to buy? You'd better give me a list.
Jim's favorite sentences. Number one.
Don't forget to call.
Don't forget to call, Jim. Number two.
Don't forget to write.
Hey, Jim, don't forget to write.
I won't.
Number three.
Don't forget to practice English every day.
这是今天要送给大家最最最重要的句子 most important sentences, I think, maybe for this tape.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to practice English every day. Step one, 第一步, listening carefully.
Don't forget to practice English every day.
Don't forget to practice English every day.
Don't forget to practice English every day.
Step two, repeating. 跟着我和 Jim 老师大声模仿。
Don't forget to practice English every day.
Don't forget to practice English every day.
Don't forget to practice English every day.
Step three, let's yell together. 克服征服句子最重要的步骤就是跟着录音带大声朗读。把录音带的音量开到最最最大 One, two, three.
Don't forget to practice English every day. Don't forget to practice English every day. Don't forget to practice English every day.
疯狂卖弄 Real life dialogue. Don't forget to invite Linda for dinner.
Okay, thanks for reminding me.I almost forgot. What time should I tell her to come?
我再将 Jennifer 的回答读一遍。Okay, thanks for reminding me. I almost forgot. What time should I tell her to come? 我请 Jennifer 老师再读一遍。AB, please.
Don't forget to invite Linda for dinner. Okay, thanks for reminding me. I almost forgot. What time should I tell her to come?
This is the end of Unit 24.